This is a CBC podcast. Want to keep up with your favorite CBC radio show? Subscribe to our newsletters. You can get weekly updates from Ideas, Spark, CBC Podcasts, and other shows. Find out what's on before it airs. Just go to cbc.ca/subscriptions to sign up.
From Festival Place in Sherwood Park, Alberta, your cousin who lives here says hi. It's the Irrelevant Show!
Well, you did it, Hatterman. Was it all worth it?
It was all for justice, Chief.
You killed Big Tony, blew up his skyscraper, and dispatched hundreds of his henchmen. You broke every law in the book. As Chief of Police, I should run you in.
Yeah, well, at least now my wife and kids are finally avenged.
Yeah. How do you feel?
Nothing. Nothing will ever bring them back.
We're back.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Dad.
But you were gone.
Yeah, we went to the movies. You were sleeping and we didn't want to wake you. I left you a note on the fridge. Didn't you get it?
Well, no, there was no... Oh, I see it now. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Hey, Dad, why is there blood on your shirt?
Oh, no. You didn't.
Yeah, I avenged your deaths.
Again?
Well, I was sure you had been taken.
You did this last week when the kids and I had dinner at Mom's. You destroyed that drug cartel.
Well, how am I supposed to know where you were?
I texted you.
Well, I forgot the password on my phone.
That's what you said the week before when I went grocery shopping and you killed that ninja clan.
Did I?
Yes, dear, you did.
Okay, Hatterman, I have to admit I'm kind of disappointed to come to your home and find your wife and kids are alive.
You know, I'm as disappointed as you are, Chief. I mean, honestly, I thought that...
Don't explain, Hatterman. God, I have so much paperwork to fill out.
Here, Chief, let me show you out.
Thanks, Irene.
I just feel awful about all this, Chief. Wait a second. Where'd they go? Where's my family? Where's the Chief? You've made a mistake, Mendoza. As God is my witness, I will avenge the death of my family and the Chief. I will not rest until I send you to hell, Mendoza! That was Kelly Crew with I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight, a song from Beyond the Grave. All right, it's 5:25 on the Friday dial, and that means...
Hallelujah, hallelujah, it's the weekend. Hallelujah, Chuck FM.
Yeah, that's the 96.4 Chuck FM Weekend Hallelujah Choir singing praises to the gods of Take It or Easy. All right, this is Rock. And Randy staying alive on the Friday drive, reminding you that Chuck FM is sponsoring the exciting new action flick, Dog Pound 2 Obedience Class, starring my main man, Icy, in theaters tomorrow. And it's time for the Chuck FM call-in question of the day.
Call me on the line, call me Chuck FM.
Yeah, all right. Today's fun question is, how are first-year university students like dogs? Best answer puts you in a draw for two tickets to the premiere of Dog Pound 2 Obedience Class, starring my man Ice-T. All right, go to the lines right now for the first caller, Tracy. Hey, Tracy, how are first-year students like dogs?
They don't know how to write an essay.
I guess it's a, you know, like a hamburger essay. Am I right? You know, but they don't write that. They'll kind of eat that. You know, eating your homework, right? Am I right? Is that another similarity? I don't know there, Tracy. Okay. It's a bit of a stretch. Next caller. His name is Bryce, but don't say it twice.
Yeah, hi. First years and dogs both spend a lot of their time with their head in the toilet.
Oh! I know I've been there. Good one, Bryce. Okay, next caller.
Hi, Randy. My name is Brenda, and I remember when I was in university, I had a difficult time concentrating on my studies.
Okay, yeah, short answer, Brenda, short answer.
Humping.
Whoa! Oh, Brenda, she said it, and it's true. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, next caller, we got Norman. Dogs, first year students, what do you think? Go, Norman.
Biting people?
What's that?
First year university students bite people. And so do dogs.
Well, okay, our university.
So that's a similarity.
Sure, I guess I didn't know university students are known for biting people, Norman.
I bit people in university. Lots of people. I was asked to leave because of it. I also had several run-ins.
Okay, Norman. That was the call-in question of the day. You're all in the draw for tickets to Dog Pound 2 Obedience Class with my main man, Ice-T. Next up, we got David Wilcox with Bearcat, a mythical dance based on a mythical beast. Rockin'
call me on the line, call me Chuck FM.
Your steeds, prepare yourselves for the fight of your lives. When this dark day has passed, we shall ride home to our families. Imagine it, and it shall be. This shall be no easy task. I cannot say that we will all return from this battle. In fact, most of you will not return, but it shall be for glory.
Sir.
Here's how I imagine this will all shake down. The Dark Lord shall send hordes of lava beasts at us. They are, of course, made entirely of both lava and beast. I will send rows 1 through 17 of you in retaliation. There is, of course, no retaliation against the lava beast. This opening part of the battle will not go great. Look to your left. Now look to your right. These are the men that will be filled with arrows by day's end. If you have a name that begins with soldier and ends with a number, you and Glory have a hot date tonight at Restaurant Death.
My name is Soldier V. Am I good then? Oh, wait, hang on a second. What? Oh, okay, never mind. I just figured it out. V can be a number. Okay, continue.
All right. Once the first several rows have been dealt the hand of death, that's when the really fleshed out characters will sweep in from the sides. You know, the protagonists with names. Artemis and Bombardo, I'm looking at you guys. Cool capes.
Yeah!
Okay, now. Have we established anyone as a really exceptional soldier? Yes, you, sir, with the strong jaw and the bum on your chin. I'm afraid you'll have to die first so that people will go, oh no, that was their best guy. What are they gonna do? It'll show how strong the opposition is. It's just a device, but we have to do it. Let's see, what else? Oh, a lot of you are CGI. Most of you in the back are completely computer-generated. You'll all die. You know, we have a rhyme. We say, if you're CGI, you're gonna die. All right, it's not my favorite rhyme, but we say it. Am I missing anything? Oh, if your last conversation with your wife had an eerie final quality, maybe you said something to the effect of, see you on the other side? You should not have said that. You're not going to make it.
Damn it!
Oh, women posing as men. You're going to be fine out there.
That's great news.
Let's see. Horses, you're fine. Orlando Bloom, you're fine. Teens posing as adults going to war against your parents' wishes, you're going to be fine. If any of you were struggling with archery earlier on, or there was a montage of you practicing, you're really going to hit your stride, because people like seeing hard work begetting results. If you were teased earlier on, Here's the catch. You're going to have to save the guy who bullied you.
Aww.
I know, but you'll become an even more lovable character. If you left any loose ends at home, maybe your kid said you never spend enough time with me, or, you know, there was some conflict that people would want to see resolved, then well played. Well played indeed. You're going to be fine. All right, you guys, that's about it. Anyone have any questions? I know I'm throwing a lot of information at you all at once. You guys seem kind of quiet. Nope? Okay, well, have a good battle, you guys. This is going to be a lot of fun. Artemis, Bombardo, you're with me!
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1 and Sirius XM, coming to you today from Festival Place in Sherwood Park, Alberta.
For free podcasts of The Irrelevant Show, either individual sketches or whole episodes, go to iTunes or our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow.
And if you have a comment about the show, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email. Our address is irrelevant@cbc.ca.
Our website also has video sketches, contests, and even more than that. And now, please welcome today's musical guests, Jocelyn Ulf and Jan Randall!
I'm the world's best parent and amazing wife, but if you ask my mother, I have failed in life. I got a great job, got a house that gleams. Still, I'm not the daughter of my mother's dreams. Oh, she knows about my doctorate, make no mistake. She is well aware of all the money I make. She adores her grandkids, my daughter and my son. But to her, there's one essential thing I haven't done. I never made a turkey.
Never made a turkey.
No, I never made a turkey.
Can I cook a turkey?
I don't know how to stuff it, how to get it golden brown. And if you can't make a turkey, then you've let your mama down. People work for me. I'm attractive and creative, even been on TV. Got my novel published, shook hands with the queen, finished a triathlon and keep my toilet clean. But she don't give a hoot about prestige or cash. Mama only cares how you sprinkle Mrs. Dash. I could cure diseases, become a head of state. Nothing's more impressive than a turkey on a plate. I never made a turkey.
Never made a turkey.
Don't have the skills to make a turkey.
Never made a turkey.
Got no hostessing credentials, no holiday renown. And if you can't make a turkey, then you let your mama down. Finally, I couldn't take another word. So this year for Thanksgiving, I bought a bird. I took a class, I went online. I bought the butter and the stuffing and even bought some twine. Woke up at 5 a.m. to do the turkey right. You should have seen my mama when I brought it into sight. She was so proud, she almost shed a tear. Then she said, "Oh, honey, I knew you had it in you. How did you get it so moist? Just wait until Auntie Annette tries this. She'll never believe it. I've dreamt of this day. I can't wait to try your turkey again next year." Wait, she wants another turkey.
Wants another turkey.
Every year a turkey.
A big delicious turkey.
I had no idea this would become my job. Things were so much better when she thought I was a slob. I refused to make a turkey.
I will not make a turkey.
I will not be solely responsible for the turkey.
I will not be a turkey.
Sorry, Mama, but that's just the way it's gonna be. I'm not a real woman, and that's just fine with me.
And you are?
The one who rubbed the lamp.
Many thanks. I am the genie of the lamp. You have set me free, and so I shall grant you 3 wishes.
Three wishes sounds great.
Some try to ask for more wishes, but it is forbidden.
Yeah, some people, right? What are you gonna do?
What are your wishes?
First, I'd like $1,000,000.
Done!
Wow! Look at all that money, that huge stack of cash!
Your next request?
A car, a really nice one.
So it is wished, so it shall be!
Wow, fantastic! Oh, it's beautiful!
And your final wish?
For you to forget who I am.
But...
Final wish? Forget me.
All right. Nothing in the rules against that, I suppose. Well, what's with all these stacks of money and that nice car?
They're mine.
Oh, and you are?
The one who rubbed the lamp.
Many thanks. I am the genie of the lamp. You have set me free, and so I shall grant you 3 wishes.
Wow, 3 wishes sounds great.
Some try to ask for more wishes, but it is forbidden.
Yeah, some people, right? What are you gonna do?
So, I'll call you next week. Let's lunch it out.
Yeah, lunch it up.
Lunch it a new one.
Yeah.
Oh, no. There's a ticket on your car.
What?
Oh, sorry. That's rough.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
Wait, you're happy?
Oh, yeah. This right here is a golden ticket.
It's yellow.
With this parking ticket, I hold total social power for the rest of the day. I get to be the protagonist of every story.
You have a laminating machine in your trunk?
Oh, yeah. And once I've laminated this parking ticket and I've made it into a lanyard here, it's basically my backstage pass to life. I can do no wrong today, for I have been wronged.
What are you talking about?
Follow me.
So that's 2 extra large, extra shot lattes with 6 lemon poppy seed muffins. And that will be free.
Free?
Of course. You got a ticket for parking on the curb? That's garbage.
Whoa, that woman's coming over.
Excuse me, is that a parking ticket around your neck?
Oh, yeah, I got a ticket this morning. I was hoping no one would notice it. It's so embarrassing.
Oh, where did you park?
On the curb.
And they gave you a ticket? That's garbage. Do you need a hug?
No, but I want one.
Oh, here. If you need anything, you can call me. I'm an extremely attractive woman.
Wow, this is amazing.
Yeah, and we're just getting started.
Sorry, I couldn't help but overhear about your parking ticket. Can I give you a piggyback ride?
To where?
Wherever you want to go.
Sounds great. How long is the wait for a table for 3?
For a guy who's got a parking ticket, his friend, and a piggyback guy? 0 minutes. Hey, happy couple on your anniversary dinner who haven't seen each other for a year because he was serving his country overseas and has just met his son for the first time. Move! This guy got a parking ticket today.
Seriously? Please. Have our table, sir.
Oh, you don't need to salute me.
Sir, I salute my superiors. And respectfully, sir, I would love nothing more than if you took this table and kissed my newborn baby.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, this guy drinks for free tonight.
Sir, there's a phone call for you.
Oh, really? Let's put it on speakerphone. Hello?
Hello, it's Elton John.
Hey, you guys. It's Elton. John!
It's true, and I just wrote a brand new song about your parking ticket.
Well, that's great! I'd love to listen to that!
Hit it, boys! Seems to me you got a ticket for parking on the curb, which is absolutely garbage, so I wrote the song.
Wow. Thanks, Elton. And thank you for the lift, piggyback guy.
No, thank you. for the best birthday of my life.
What? It's your birthday, piggyback guy?
Yep. I'm just glad I got to spend it doing something meaningful.
Wow. This was an amazing day.
Was it? It was just kind of par for me. Last week, I guest starred on The View, and get this. They didn't talk. They just listened. I didn't feel like I was competing to be heard at all.
They listened? Wow.
Yeah, but today was pretty great, too.
And it only cost you a $25 parking fine.
Wait, look out the window on your windshield.
A parking ticket?
Get ready for the best day of your life. Let's laminate that bad boy and find you a piggyback guy.
Would have liked to be carried around town on someone's back, but I do not have a piggyback guy, so that's the thing I lack.
Great job on the presentation today, man. You killed it.
Nah, man. If anyone was doing any killing in there, it was you.
Nuh-uh. I just held the presentation down and tied its hands with rope. It was you who busted in like Rambo and killed it.
Oh, please. That presentation was like someone who lived near a port in 14th century Europe, and you were the Black Death. You killed it.
You made that presentation a spider in your girlfriend's tub, and you smushed that spider with some Kleenex. More Kleenex than was needed so you didn't have to feel the spider with your fingers. And then you flushed it down the toilet twice, and then it rained because of how much you killed it.
I appreciate you saying that, but if we're being honest, I trapped that spider the humane way with a jar and a piece of paper underneath, and then I released it into the garden alive to start a new spider life. And then you were the blue jay that swooped in and gobbled that spider down. Killed it.
Killed it. That presentation was Charlie Sheen's career, and you were any interview with Charlie Sheen.
That presentation was the perfect romantic moment with my girlfriend, and you were that thing I said about how she reminded me of my mom. You killed it.
You treated that presentation like it was the mutual trust on which my marriage was built, and you were that email I left open.
You were like a shark in there, and that presentation was 5 people annually.
Buddy, you were Ernest Hemingway in there, and you treated that presentation like it was also Ernest Hemingway. Killed it!
That presentation was like a tickly throat, and you were a nice big glass of water taking care of that little tickle.
Seriously, though, all hyperbole aside, that presentation was not our best work.
Oh, we were adequate at best.
You've been listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Kathy Durkacz,
Neil Gron,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
and Donovan Worth.
Fantasy Crowd, played by Live music by Jocelyn Alf and our music composer, Jan Randall. Live sound effects by Dave Clark. A very special thanks to the man who's making his final appearance with The Irrelevant Show, our sound guru, Eric Wagers. Sketches were written by Ian Boothby, Peter Brown, Kathleen Phillips, with Sam Mullins, Chris Wilson, and Peter Carlone, and head writer Neil Gron. The show is recorded by Corey Haberstock and edited by Ray Buxton. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown, and recorded before a live audience at Festival Place in Sherwood Park, Alberta.
Attention listeners in Winnipeg. The Irrelevant Show is about to get all Winnipeggy, Winnipegeois, Winnipegadocious. What we're doing is coming to the Winnipeg Comedy Festival. We'll record an evening of all new sketches and songs on Wednesday, April 9th at the Burton Cummings Theatre. We'll be joined by special guests Jane Testar and Jackie Lowen from Hot Thespian Action. For information and tickets, go to winnipegcomedyfestival.com. And if you come to see one of our live recordings, you actually play a big role in the show. The reactions of the audience in the theater decide which jokes and which sketches go into the radio show. For instance, in the episode you just heard, here's a joke the audience voted against.
You treated that presentation like it was a purebred Great Dane and you were 4 calendar years.
You treated that.
Here, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you again.
Oh, that's harsh.
So because that audience was a little cool on that joke, by which I mean the temperature in the room dropped 40 degrees, we cut it out of the sketch, and now it will never be heard on radio, ever. That's how it goes. And you can have that kind of power if you come see the Irrelevant Show record at the Burton Cummings Theatre on April 9th. There is one other way you can see the cast of The Irrelevant Show at the Winnipeg Comedy Fest. Our actors will be joining some of Winnipeg's best improvisers in an improvised Doctor Who called Doctor Whom. The Doctor will be played by the great Mark Meer, and that's on Tuesday the 8th at the gas station. And trust me, Nameless Radio Extra Guy, it is a brilliant show. For tickets, go to winnipegcomedyfestival.com. We hope you'll come out and see us.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.